Good morning. Members of the Newton Fire Department today are going to be attempting to figure out what caused a garage fire in the southwest part of town overnight. Newton Fire Chief Jared Willicks says the fire in the 2700 block of South 12th Avenue West was reported by a passerby around 1:30 this morning. Now, no one was hurt when firefighters arrived. Chief Willicks says the fire was through the roof. He says there were three buildings right next to each other. Two were destroyed, while a third sustained minor damage. Willicks says there were numerous cars, four-wheelers, and tractors in the buildings. No dollar amount has been assessed to the loss. Members of the Baxter and Kellogg Fire Departments assisted, and Chief Willicks says firemen were at the scene until about 4:30 this morning. Jasper County Economic Development Corporation, or GEDCO for short, is headed into 2020 with a revamped mission. Doug Bishop is president of the GEDCO board.
We used to concentrate just on potential like residential within the towns and potential business opportunities, and those things are still going to be there. But we're actually going to look now too, we're kind of working on capturing some of this residential growth that's coming from eastern Polk County.
With Interstate 80 and Highways 163 and 330, Bishop says there's easy access to the Des Moines area from Jasper County. He notes that access can be a money saver for homeowners.
A lot of folks, they don't necessarily want to pay Polk County taxes. We can probably give them a lot that's three times the size for half the money if we can get that done. So our board is working aggressively on getting some of those things done. And then we're working with the Board of Supervisors to try to capture some of that residential.
The GEDCO president also claims it's no longer frowned upon to be a so-called bedroom community where people live but work somewhere else.
Every new house that we put in the ground or every new business that we help get started or expand helps lower the tax rate for everybody else here in Jasper County, and that's our main goal. Lower taxes, great place to live, work, and raise a family.
Jeff Davidson, Jasper County Hometown Pride Director and Coach, has been the interim part-time director of GEDCO for the past 9 months. It was announced about 2 weeks ago that he'll become the full-time director March 1st. Last night, Senator Bernie Sanders attended an outdoor menorah lighting ceremony in downtown Des Moines. The Vermont senator is accusing President Trump of pursuing what Sanders labels racist policies, and he promised to undo them if he's elected president.
I will do everything humanly possible to end the demonization of the Trump administration against the immigrant community in this country.
Sanders says he would take executive action to restore legal status to the so-called DACA recipients. That's the young adults who entered the country illegally as children. Sanders also promises he would shut down detention centers, end all Immigration Customs Enforcement raids, or ICE raids, and introduce legislation to provide a path toward citizenship for all undocumented people in the U.S. Sanders spoke to a crowd of Latino activists in Des Moines last night, mentioning his father imported to the U.S. from Poland at the age of 17.
He came not speaking a word of English. He came fleeing very terrible poverty from where he came from and fleeing anti-Semitism. So I have a little bit of firsthand experience about what it is like to be in an immigrant family.
A Des Moines woman accused of going on a racist rampage and intentionally hitting two kids with her car is going to be in court this morning in Polk County. 42-year-old Nicole Marie Poole charged with attempted murder of a 14-year-old girl December 9th in Clive. Police say Poole told them she tried to run the girl down with her vehicle because she thought the teen was, quote, a Mexican. Police say she also tried to run over a 12-year-old black boy in Des Moines. He sustained minor injuries. The girl was seriously injured. Court documents show Poole avoided prison in recent years after being arrested for previous violent crimes and threats. In 2017, she was charged with stabbing an ex-boyfriend. Last year, she was charged with assaulting another boyfriend. Both those charges dismissed because the alleged victims didn't cooperate with police. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.